The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
A great tipster who has helped us break a couple of really big stories in the past has just sent me a letter that Seattle Public Utilities has sent out to a business owner. And they redacted the business owner, but the letter is pretty clear. It comes from the Clean City Inspector with the Graffiti and Illegal Dumping Division for the city of Seattle. I wonder at what point this guy said, you know, I would love to be an illegal dumping division director. But they sent out a letter. The city of Seattle has received notice of illegal graffiti located at your above-listed address. Despite Seattle being a beautiful place to call home, graffiti is becoming a serious problem facing our city. It's not only destructive, it makes citizens feel less secure and lowers property values. Taking prompt, proactive steps to report and remove graffiti is the best way to prevent it from occurring in your community and will help keep our city clean. But then they notified this property owner about the graffiti nuisance ordinance that requires property owners to remove graffiti found on their property within 10 calendar days. If it's gang or hate related, it must be removed within 48 hours. Failure can lead to fines and legal actions against the property owner. So, once again, you want to talk about turning a place over to the criminals? The tagger is the criminal. The property owner is the victim. And yet, in our bizarro world that we've constructed, we're making the property owner the criminal, the person who's going to have to pay the fine, the person who could face some other sanctions. If somebody vandalizes their property. So you have a city that, and you see it in the, I'll give you a perfect example. Go to the U District. Go to the alley between the Ave and 15th, between 42nd and 45th, where the drug problem, and they have some places where they have, you know, painted signs, "We love drug addicts," and there are needles everywhere. But where there is rampant drug use, there is often rampant graffiti. So we have a city that has encouraged as much drug use as possible, legalized heroin and meth, for crying out loud, in personal possession amounts. It's well known that tagging goes along with the drug users. And the property owners become the criminals? I mean, that can do a lot of damage when people are spray painting your beautiful piece of property. And the city of Seattle sends out this letter that is directing the property owners. And let me read to you one more paragraph. The city recognizes that vandals can be frustrating and damaging. Vandals tag where their work can be seen by others, with most seeking notoriety and recognition through graffiti. Prolonging visibility enhances their satisfaction and reinforces their behavior. The quicker graffiti is removed, the less likely taggers will vandalize your property again. So the property owners are responsible for the city turning over the streets to the gangs and the drug users. It is unbelievable how upside down things are here now. So that's the letter that a listener tipped me off to. The property owners are receiving now. The law-abiding are the criminals. The criminals are hands off, and things keep spiraling. Oh, but I'm sure once the Marxists take full control, it'll be just a beautiful, perfect place. Okay, let me take a quick time out, and we got a lot more to talk about here, including tonight, the wall speech by the president. Talk about that. Lots more straight ahead. The Dory Monson Show rolls on.